Your brain speaks total fuckery unless you turn your soul on. Did you know there are 7 key factors that you need to understand and master in order to manifest anything in your life? Well, guess what? I'm going to teach it to you. I'm creating a free training that's happening at the end of April. So if you're interested, head on over to momisincontrol.com/join. And the first key factor, I'm going to give you a little heads up right now, is getting super crystal clear on what it is that you want. Yes, I know this can be overwhelming. So guess what? When you join, head on over to momisincontrol.com/join, fill out your name and your email. I'm going to gift you my alignment PDF. This is curriculum taken from my mastery program that I'm gifting you just for registering for this free training. And during the free training that will happen at the end of April, and yes, there will be a replay, I will walk you step by step through the process, what these 7 key factors are, giving you resources and actionable practical steps that you can take today, well, not actually today, but on that day, to take back control of your time and your parenting. The secret here is once you understand how to manifest, you can transfer these skills to any area of your life. So if you're ready to finally stop just listening to the podcast, but start implementing and taking the next step, then head on over to momisincontrol.com/join. It's free. Hey ladies, I'm back. Another day, another podcast. Okay, so I got these amazing cards. It was from knockknock.com. They're called Spiritual AF, so spiritual as fuck. And it's like a year supply of little cards that you can display. And of course, it has a Heather twist to it. And I pulled out this card. So your brain speaks total fuckery unless you turn it on. And everyone has a little description. So this one says, a human brain left unattended doesn't shut down. It goes berserk with bullshit thoughts that you turn into bullshit actions. Ego will do its job of judging, separating, and accumulating things to define who you are without any help from you. But the soul needs your attention to be heard over that loud ass ego. There's a reason most truly successful people meditate, read inspiring books, focus on gratitude, and are of service to other people in some way. It turns their soul on, and that makes them way better leaders, problem solvers, and functional humans. It also makes them way more fun to be around. So yes, of course, it has its little badass way of explaining spiritual lessons, but I loved this message today because it's true. When you're living by default, when you're parenting by default, when you are just waking up and expecting life to feel good without doing anything, without taking any conscious action or being deliberate and intentional with how you move your body, the food you put into your body, the food you put into your mind, and how you spend your day. Of course you're going to live by default. This morning I was watching a YouTube video on breath work, and he was talking about, it was the Wim Hof method. So Wim Hof, W-I-M Hof, H-O-F-F. And he's very well known for his breathing technique. And he's talking about the nervous system, the atomic nervous system, the automatic nervous system, and how we are nature, right? We see the trees, we see the flowers, we see animals, we are an animal, and we have control over our automatic nervous system, but sometimes we have to kickstart it. Just like if you have a good workout, we have to get that blood pumping. And when we do that, when we bring more oxygen into our body, just as a tree does, it changes the pH in our body and it allows us to function better. But when you say, that's weird, ah, that's woo-woo, that shit doesn't work. There is so much science behind breath and how it changes your body on a cellular level, which changes your how you feel, which changes your mood, which changes your life and the actions that you take, which changes your relationships. And it's a big cycle. So this stuff has been around for decades and decades and decades. This is not new information. I think just because the access of technology that we have, where, you know, we have the internet, we have YouTube, we have Google, podcasts, all of these things, we become more aware of it. But then you get overwhelmed and you tell yourself, like, where do I go? What do I start with? And it all starts with you. And you ask yourself, what can I do to change my emotional state right now? I've never met anybody who has been down a rabbit hole or a deep, dark emotional path who just said, all of a sudden I woke up one day and I just changed. I don't know what changed. Anyone that I know that's had a dark past made conscious effort, consciously choosing how they wanted to feel, and every day kind of dug themselves out of that hole. So you have to choose, remembering that your brain will speak total fuckery to you unless you turn your soul on. Your soul and your life, they know, you know what you want. So stop telling yourself that you don't. You just have to listen. And as you listen and take the courageous action needed to live more in alignment, you will get to where you want to be. One day at a time, one inhale at a time, one exhale at a time. Big Life Journal. Have you heard of them? Are you secretly hoping your children do as you say and not as you do? Well, guess what? I've teamed up with Big Life Journal to help you give your children the tools and strategies that they need to live their big life. Their growth mindset journals empower children to face their challenges head on, think positive, and embrace mistakes. You can also check out their printables and activity cards. It doesn't matter if your child is a toddler or entering high school. Discovering how to live in a growth mindset is a lifelong skill we can all learn more about. To check them out, go to momisincontrol.com/biglife and let them know I sent you. I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy.
This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life-quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life-quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life-quiz.